Shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
Breaking news right now, downed trees and power lines have people across the area waking up in the dark this morning. We have team coverage as our crews show you some of the communities hit hardest by last night's severe storms.
And here's a look at that line of thunderstorms as it came through overnight last night. You can see the rain has shifted off the coast. I'll show you what's behind this front.
And we're following big developments from state lawmakers as North Carolina implements tighter abortion restrictions just moments after GOP leaders overruled a veto. What you can and can't do now. A lot to tell you about on this Wednesday morning as we get into hump day. Good morning. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. It is great to have you along here. And you heard those storms come through last night. Some of that rain pounding against
I didn't
homes.
Hear a thing.
Nothing.
No, I slept like a
rain.
Baby.
Not too, there's a little bit of lightning, yeah. Not too much thunder. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRL Severe Weather Center. And the roads are still wet. A little damp this morning.
Yeah, that's what we're going to start off. You take a look at Clayton here. And just a little bit damp. Honestly, there shouldn't be a lot of problems on the roads themselves with the rain that we saw last night. It ended early enough that we shouldn't see a lot of ponding on the roads, but we do have some trees that are down. And so we're going to be walking through that and talking about where the biggest damage is that you may need to watch on the roads, especially rural roads that people may not drive on frequently. Before it gets light this morning, just kind of keep your eye out for what is out in the road in terms of debris. 68 is our current temperature. Our wind is still out of the southwest. All that changes today behind our front. This is starting at 11 o'clock last night, and you can see that all moving through. We did have a line of severe thunderstorms that came through the area with some wind damage, and we do have some power outages as well, especially Wake County and Johnston County. Those are the ones that have the most with 1,000 in Johnston County and 3,500 in Wake County. Hopefully, it's not going to take too long for crews to get that power back on. Future cast for us shows some gradual clearing as we get through the day today. You can see, especially once we get past lunchtime, we get into more of a flow coming out of the north. That's going to deliver some drier air and make things feel pretty pleasant. Really going to see that kicking in as we get into the day tomorrow. But today's definitely cooler than yesterday. We'll see a high of 81 and rain is gone. I am tracking some showers and thunderstorms for the weekend. I'll show you when coming up.
Thanks, Elizabeth. And we have more breaking news this morning. 3,200 customers right now remain without electricity in Wake County at this hour. Crews are working to clean up the mess from those severe storms last night. And you can see the outages on this map from Duke Energy. Trees knocked over during the storms are partly to blame for this. We have team coverage of two big problem spots this morning. Michael Grace is in the WRL Breaking News Tracker at one outage area. We want to start with WRL's Laura Levine live on St. Mary Street in Raleigh with the problem there. Laura.
Jeff, well, things are pretty busy and very active right now here on St. Mary Street. As you can see behind me, this road is blocked off because crews are currently working to remove this tree. I'm talking about six or seven vehicles on scene right now. You can see they're trying to begin breaking down this tree. This is a fairly large tree here on St. Mary Street before they're able to really begin to take those pieces and put it onto dumpsters that are on site right now and clear this area. So this is a work in progress. Just driving in this neighborhood this morning, we also saw a lot of debris still across many streets here. So if you're familiar with this area, this is at the intersection of St. Mary and Lake Drive. So you definitely want to be careful if you're heading out very early this morning, because this is going to, again, take quite some time for them to remove this tree. In fact, it looks like they're still really in the early stages of beginning to break down this tree. Again, a big tree here on St. Mary Street. Several crews, even to the left of me here, past the camera, we have more vehicles arriving on the scene here to help clear this area. So we're going to keep track of the progress and how they're doing as the morning goes on and keep you posted on how things are looking. I'll send it over to Michael Grace, who's also at another tree down here in Raleigh.
Yeah, Laura, I'm over at Drayford Way, right off Joan Chaussage Road in Wake County. And like you said, another tree problem here on the wires. And I'm actually going to go behind the camera and give you a look, because these crews have been all over Drayford Way this morning. And I'll tell you why. Something called a double connector. That's what this line is connected to. So essentially, these crew members are actually having to go to one spot, ground these wires, and then come back to the original spot spot that they're at right now in order to work on them. So I talked to some of the workers out here. They said it's not a hard problem. It's just extremely tedious. You can see them working on that wire right now. I want to also get you to this video from the WRAL breaking news tracker. This is from around 2 in the morning, and you can see they've had to deal with that tree right there on Drayford Way. They've also gone all the way down. Drayford Way, a dead-end street. They've gone all the way down and started to work on some wires there as well. So all in all, it is not a difficult job for these Duke workers, as we've been talking about, but extremely tedious. I had a chance to speak with another one. They said that this problem here on Drayford, though, luckily should be handled in about an hour. And then once that happens, power should be restored in this area. But definitely still some cleanup, a lot of branches when I was driving around. So still some work to do possibly by the city. But Duke, fantastic job so far with their efforts. Live in Wake County, Michael Grace, WRAL News.
Download the WRAL weather app to keep track of severe weather threats 24 hours a day. The app is available for Apple and Android devices.
New abortion restrictions will soon become law in North Carolina. A new reaction is pouring in this morning following the first major shift on this issue in our state in decades. WRAL's Nya Harden is live at the legislative building this morning with What Happens Now. Nya.
Good morning, Renee. Well, the new restrictions, they're going to take effect on July 1st. Just hours ago, protesters were out here. They were reacting to the bill passing.
Somebody notified.
The things in this bill are not obstacles to abortion. They're safeguards. We seek to balance protecting unborn babies while ensuring the safe care of mothers.
Now, protesters can be heard screaming shame as they're told to leave the gallery, while Democrats push their points on how the bill changes would affect women. Republicans stood firm in overriding the veto. Trisha Cotham, who recently switched parties, had to be escorted out by security, but she wrote a statement stating that she believes this strike is a reasonable balance on the abortion issue and represents a middle ground that anyone not holding one of the two extremist positions can support. The governor says he will do everything he can to protect abortion access in North Carolina. In our next half hour, we will hear what the president has to say about this bill passing. Nya Harden, WRAL News in Raleigh.
And more on what the governor said. He said, quote, North Carolinians now understand that Republicans are unified in their assault on women's reproductive freedom. I will continue doing everything I can to protect abortion access in North Carolina because women's lives depend on it.
In a statement criticizing North Carolina Republicans, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre calls the legislation dangerous, saying it will harm patients and threaten doctors. She says President Biden will continue to work alongside Governor Cooper.
For more reaction to this abortion law and an in-depth look at how it will affect millions of women and girls across North Carolina, head to the WRAL News app or visit WRAL.com.
Breaking news overnight, an Amtrak train is running once again after hitting and killing a man near Blue Ridge Road in Raleigh. Amtrak tweeted after 1 a.m. saying Piedmont Train 78 resumed its trip after the crash before 11 o'clock last night. WRAL breaking news tracker was on the scene. Raleigh police say the man was walking on the tracks when the train hit him. That man has not yet been identified. The train also hit a car about 100 yards away near the intersection with Hillsborough Street.
We're learning more this morning about the five people killed in the Headingham mass shooting last October. We want to warn you, some of these details are hard to hear. Medical reports show the accused gunman, Austin Thompson, shot officer Gabriel Torres several times with a shotgun while Torres was sitting in his car. The reports also show Thompson stabbed his brother James nearly 50 times and shot him in the head. The other three victims, Susan Karnitz, Nicole Connors, and Mary Marshall, were shot several times.
New this morning, a driver is facing DWI charges after crashing into a construction vehicle in Johnston County. Authorities say a woman driving westbound on U.S. 70 near Wilson's Mills hit the back of a DOT contracted truck. This happened about 10:30 last night in a construction zone on the highway. The woman was taken to Wake Med for treatment of minor injuries. A pet cat she had riding in her car was killed. State Highway Patrol is investigating.
Cyclists will gather in Durham this evening to remember those killed or hurt while riding a bike. It comes following three cyclist deaths in the past year. The director of Bike Durham says it's the first time since 2017 a cyclist has been killed while riding in the city. His organization is hosting tonight's Silent Bike Ride. He tells us there is good news. In a new budget proposal, Durham City Manager included many items that Bike Durham has been pushing for, including new sidewalks, bike facilities, and street crossings. Today's Silent Bike Ride begins at 5:30 p.m. at CCB Plaza. The route is 5 miles long.
440 right now on your Wednesday. A thermometer used for children is now under recall.
Why the company says parents should stop using them immediately.
Plus, for the first time since his most recent incident, NBA star Ja Morant speaks out about what he's saying about a video showing him flashing a gun and how NBA Commissioner Adam Silver's reacting.
And this is a live look at the DBAP. The severe weather threat is over, and meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner is tracking changes for today. She'll tell us what to expect right after the break.
From the WRAL Severe Weather Center, North Carolina's most experienced team of meteorologists.
It is 444, and we take a live look at Apex right now. And you can see things have dried out nicely since the showers and thunderstorms rolled through overnight last night. That little puddle there on Salem Street, but for the most part, you're not going to have any problems. What you want to watch for is any trees that are down. We did have a line of strong thunderstorms that knocked down some trees, especially in rural areas, you know, roads where maybe people haven't driven much. You could run into some debris or some limbs, some trees down on roads. And, of course, we have two crews out covering some downed trees in Raleigh right now. 64 in Lewis. 68 Fayetteville, 65 South Hill, 67 in Goldsboro. So it's a nice mild start this morning. It feels good for exercise. Still a little bit on the muggy side. Our humidity will begin to drop this afternoon, but we'll have another mild day with temperatures in the low 80s.
Raleigh police say they're trying to figure out how a four-year-old boy got into an apartment pool area before he drowned. WRL Sky 5 flew over the Falls Creek apartment complex in North Raleigh Tuesday morning. Investigators tell us the child's mother reported him missing. Officers found him unresponsive in the community pool, and CPR could not revive him.
Today, President Biden is traveling to Japan for a G7 meeting. This is a live look at the White House this morning. President Biden planned to also visit Papua New Guinea and Australia as part of a week-long trip, but he will instead return home early to focus on debt ceiling negotiations. Biden and top congressional leaders met again yesterday to try to negotiate a deal. After the meeting, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy said Democrats and Republicans remain far apart, but a deal is possible by the end of the week.
We told you about it before it happened, and now parents in Wake County will have to pay more for their children to eat lunch in public schools. The Wake School Board approved raising lunch prices by 25 cents. This is the second straight year of price hikes. Board members who voted in favor say the school system needed to find a way to cover millions of dollars in revenue shortfalls in its nutrition department. The increased prices kick in next school year.
Also, parents, there is an urgent warning this morning for a thermometer that could burn your child. 500 Side says the recall involves the Walnut wearable smart thermometer in the shape of a cartoon penguin. Chemicals can leak from the thermometer and burn or irritate children's skin. Several children have been severely burned. Parents should stop using the thermometer immediately and return it to the manufacturer Bear Care. We're posting details about how to get your refund for this recall as well and other recalls. Five on Your Side has reported. Just go to WRAL.com and search recall.
Former New York City mayor and Donald Trump's former lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, is now the center of a new sexual harassment lawsuit. A woman who says she worked for Giuliani filed the suit. The 70-page complaint says he demanded sexual favors and committed wage theft. Giuliani's accuser says he also discussed selling presidential pardons and detailed plans to overturn the 2020 presidential election. Giuliani released a statement denying the allegations.
NBA Commissioner Adam Silver says he is shocked by star player Ja Morant's latest off-court incident. On ESPN last night, Silver said the NBA is investigating after Morant was seen flashing a gun in an Instagram Live video over the weekend. Morant could be facing a lengthy suspension from the league. This is his second incident just like this in the past few months. He flashed a gun inside a nightclub in another video back in March. Morant released a statement last night saying, in part, quote, "My words may not mean much right now, but I take full accountability for my actions. I'm committed to continuing to work on myself.
An electric vehicle may cost you more up front, but there are other places they can save you money. 5 Underside's EV road tests continue tonight, looking at which parts of EV ownership actually cost less than a gasoline car. And after 3 road trips, the team adds up how much charging costs compared to gas. That's tonight on WRL News at 6.
Carefully, if you're headed out on the roads this morning, might be a little damp in some spots. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRS Severe Weather Center with one of those views now, and we had that rain overnight. That's why.
Hey, up close look at Clayton this morning. You see the roads just damp, and we're seeing that across the viewing area. The rain ended long enough ago that it's not likely to be a big issue for the morning commute. However, we did have that strong line of thunderstorms that came through, and there could be some limbs, some branches, even some trees in the road that some people may haven't seen yet that happened last night. You know, all this came down, you know, close to midnight. So if you're headed out on a rural road, there could be a tree down that no one's discovered just yet, hasn't cleaned up. Crews cleaning up trees around the Triangle area. And we've got two reporters in the field talking about that. Nia and Michael, we'll hear from them coming up. 68 right now, so it's still nice and warm. We'll probably drop into the mid-60s here over the next few hours. But here's a look at our timeline from last night. You can see right there at 12:30, we had that line of thunderstorms coming through. We had severe storms with this. We had wind damage. We're going to go over the wind damage reports coming up in just a little while. But the front has moved through. It's taken all the rain with it for the most part. But there'll be enough lingering moisture today for a quick sprinkle in a few spots. This morning, we're still dealing with some cloud cover. We'll see a few thin spots here and there. Notice there at 9 o'clock down near Fayetteville, a little quick sprinkle shows up. And then another just tiny disturbance drops in on us in the afternoon. You can see at 4 o'clock, a little sprinkle in South Hill or over around Warrenton. But the rain that we see today will be minimal. We'll give it a 10% chance. 81 in Raleigh today, 80 in Durham, 84 in Fayetteville. We'll see variably cloudy skies, some cloudy skies to begin with. We'll see some sunshine peeking through from time to time this afternoon. The Bulls play homestand today. It looks fantastic. We're going to see temperatures in the 70s, 635, 70 degrees on Thursday and 73 on Friday. You'll notice a bigger difference on Thursday and Friday with a nice drop in our humidity and a drop in our temperatures too. Highs on Thursday and Friday will be in the mid 70s, and then we bounce back to 81 on Saturday. So a pretty good feel to in the area, especially tomorrow with that dew point down in the 40s. Dew points start to climb getting closer to the weekend, so that means it'll feel a little stickier. But should be really nice for us Thursday and Friday, and we'll see variably cloudy skies this afternoon. Over the weekend, still tracking a front. The timeline of that front still a little up in the air, but I'll show you what some of the scenarios could be coming up.
Elizabeth, thanks. Coming up, the city of Raleigh hopes a major real estate buy will improve safety in one part of town. This morning, we take a look at the plans for the area around New Bern Avenue and Raleigh Boulevard.
Plus, how people who work in that area feel about this announcement. That's coming up next. Live look at downtown Raleigh right now from our WRL Live Cam Network. Beautiful morning to get started at 4:54 right now. It is 68 degrees outside. A stretch of New Bern Avenue is about to undergo significant changes following a string of violent crimes. The city of Raleigh agreed to buy 4 properties in the 1600 block of New Bern Avenue. You see it right here on this map.
Since 2020, Raleigh police have reported more than 80 crimes in this area. WRL's Julian Grace talked with residents about what's to come.
The city of Raleigh tweeting that it has big plans for a certain stretch of New Bern Avenue. The price tag, $2.9 million.
It sounds really good, you know. I'm looking forward, you know, and it's been a while. It's really bad here.
We've seen the bad. Many nights, our WRAO crews were dispatched here. One time it was for shots fired. Another time, 2 women were shot. And then on April 21st, 2022, a teenage boy was shot and killed. Now what remains is trash and 4 empty buildings. Raleigh City Council authorized the purchase, and the redevelopment plan will include small businesses, retail, office space, along with affordable housing. But those who work and live here have their own suggestions.
I've been here roughly about 13 years. And like I said, I think they just need something to help build the community up.
Hopefully, you know, they're like a restaurant or something.
So far, there's no timetable on when the redevelopment will start. Reporting in Raleigh, Julian Grace, WRL News.
WREL reached out to city officials. We're waiting to hear back.
A Durham startup pioneering the use of gene editing technology known as CRISPR, CRISPR, it is shipping its first products to market. Pairwise announced Tuesday it is conscious greens are headed to restaurants before going into wider distribution at stores. The company says they're nutrient-dense salads using newly developed leafy greens in the same family as Brussels sprouts, cauliflower, and kale. Pairwise says this is part of an effort to improve new types of nutritious greens, making them taste better in a fraction of the time. This is a first for the emerging CRISPR industry. We are following breaking news this morning as thousands are waking up without power after overnight storms. We have team coverage this morning about the storm damage we are seeing. Plus,
shame, 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 shame.
New abortion restrictions go into effect in North Carolina. We have reaction this morning.
A girl missing for 6 years is found safe in North Carolina. Coming up, how a true crime series on Netflix helped reunite her with her family.